But it was very good movie. I really liked
very
it.
Very good
it was
movie.
Very entertaining.
It was a
very good movie.
It was fantastic. Anyway.
Are we talking about Sonic instead?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sonic movie podcast? Cast now.
All right, so let's go back. Sonic the movie animated. They're in the Cloud City thing. He's in like a spaceship.
Cloud City.
What is that movie called?
I think this is Star Wars again, Chris.
Star
Wars. Just keep going back to Star Wars.
No, I swear it's not. Although, no, but what's the movie called there? Because now you have it on my head.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
Are there Sonic movies?
Yeah, there was an animated movie.
Sonic X, the TV show?
No, it was an animated movie. And they're like, oh, God, they're like running through a city in one point, tearing down buildings.
Are they rolling around at the speed of sound?
They are rolling around at the speed of sound.
Hmm. Oh, he's talking about Rampage.
I don't know movie.
Did you just Google I don't know movie?
Fuck.
Okay, we're starting. It's kind of weird not being in character, but this is us. This is a special bonus episode of Have You Heard About This Podcast? I wanted to say a fake name for the podcast, but this has to be real.
Have You Heard About This Podcast can be fake.
It probably is in most people's eyes.
This is a fake version of the real podcast.
God, well, actually, hold on, because my co-host Chris P has just sent me a link to Sonic the Hedgehog the movie OVA 1999 full 1080p HD on YouTube. So I'm just gonna watch that real quick before we start.
Okay, we're gonna watch this. What, how long is it?
Just real quick. Probably, let's see.
It's 50 minutes, I think. 50
minutes.
54.
Yeah. 54 minutes.
Okay, we'll be back in 54 minutes to actually start the podcast.
So we're going to do a commentary track for this movie.
Yeah, that'll be available later down the line when we have a Patreon. Replay the intro song, and we'll come back in 54 minutes. Okay, now they're playing the intro song.
I would love dead air for 54 minutes, and then we actually start the podcast.
The super secret hidden episode.
Okay, wow. What a movie. Okay.
What a great movie.
Now we can start the podcast for real.
Wow, sorry, I lost the ability to speak for 54 minutes because I was in awe.
I mean, I don't blame you.
During the credits sequence, too?
Yeah, so credits and everything.
Wow.
As great as that movie was, as great as Sonic the Hedgehog is, and everyone knows it is.
Everyone loves Sonic.
Oh, wow.
I think a bird came screeching through the window out there.
Yeah, well, I wanted to see Sonic.
As great as Sonic is, we're not here to talk about Sonic. We're here for a special episode.
Kill me now.
A bonus episode of, I guess this will be a Metal Gear, a very Metal Gear Have You Heard About This Podcast?
This was an idea that Chris P and I cooked up about 3 hours ago.
And you were very excited
Metal
about
Gear.
We've been due to record for about a week now, and about 3 hours ago, we came up with a genius idea to do this instead.
As many of you know, hopefully, Metal Gear is a franchise. Who makes it?
Konami?
No, the guy.
Hideo Kojima?
There you go. Hideo Kojima. Mr. HK, as he's known in his intimate circles. Metal Gear is a franchise that's... I know very little about... I've played some of Metal Gear Solid. I think that's the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the very first one in the franchise.
Depends
but the first
on where
Metal
you
Gear
start.
Solid mm-hmm. on PlayStation 1.
I I specifically didn't say hold on, anything actually, when you said that because I knew both of you.
I'm gonna pause it all here and just viewers, listeners, if you don't know about Metal Gear, if you don't care about Metal Gear, bad news.
We'll see you next week.
Go ahead and just take the week off. Because that's
you've earned it.
Go ahead, kick your feet up, crack open a cold one, have yourself some of the Smirnoff smashed, maybe a strawberry lemonade.
Oh, it's strawberry lemonade. It's the flavor of Metal Gear, baby.
Have yourself a nice tall tasty beverage.
There's a lot of piss and there's a lot of blood in Metal Gear. It's a lot of yellow and red.
It's a Metal Gear kind of podcast. So I know very little about Metal Gear. I know all about he's got a great ass. I think that's it. That's pretty much it.
That's honestly 40% of the series.
I mean, no, I remember some of Metal Gear Solid. He's climbing an vent, looking at a girl. For some reason, I feel like he's watching someone go poop. I don't remember if that's is that a thing or no.
He watches somebody go pee.
No,
and then
pretty close.
And then a dude poops himself later on.
Maybe I'm combining those things then.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? He fights a tank.
He fights several tanks.
Oh, fights several tanks. Let's see. That's pretty much
Please,
it.
Chris, use the proper term, Metal Gears.
He fights some. Well, that yeah. No, I mean like a traditional, like, army tank, right? Like he fights some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I thought Metal Gear like a walking thing. Like a mecha?
Yeah, it's a bipedal.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, sometimes, yeah.
But that's it. That's pretty much the extent of my knowledge. I played the first 10 minutes of Revengeance about 4 times.
I might. Okay, so funny side story. Chris and I had multiple failed attempts at beginning a Let's Play channel back in, you know, years ago when that was the thing to do.
Please, Christopher.
When I finally convinced him to play Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, immediately in the tutorial level, the enemies started phasing through the ground and were just stuck like waist up in the ground, which I have literally never seen happen before.
That was good luck.
But it immediately happened with him, and so we couldn't continue the playthrough.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Like, I wasn't kidding when I said I played the first 10 minutes probably about 4 times.
And I might still have the footage of that somewhere, but
probably.
Yeah. So that was that.
I also feel like one of the times we tried it, the footage got lost, and so
That sounds like
yeah,
us.
That's on brand. Yeah, that's pretty much everything I know about Metal Gear. What's your Metal Gear story?
Like my personal story?
I guess, yeah. Like, when did you play it? Why did you like it? What's the deal?
So I started playing it when Metal Gear Solid 1 came out because I went to our grandparents' house and our uncle had a PlayStation there. And I want to say he had like a demo disc or something like that. And so I was playing the Metal Gear Solid demo. I really miss demo discs.
Some of the best games I ever played in my life were demo discs, and I never played them again.
Played the same one level of a platformer 80 times. Just be like, oh yeah, I loved that game.
I fucking love Mr. Domino.
Blasto. So the long and short of it is, in 1998 when it came out, I think that I played it on a demo disc that our uncle had. And then... I don't really remember playing it much until the third game came out in 2004 or 2005.
You didn't even play the second one in order?
I didn't. No, not when it came out. Because I played the third one, and then after I beat the third one, I played the second one. Because I was, you know, 13 when the third one came out. And so after that, I was like, well, I didn't even realize there was a second one yet.
I have so many questions about the game, but that's... we'll get to that later, I guess.
We'll do it later, and then we'll decide if it's funny enough to keep in the episode.
Chris, when did you first play it, or what was your first game with it?
Nico was my gateway drug, because he talked about it in high school, and I was like, I don't know what that is. I just play Call of Duty. I don't care.
He was just like, bro, you got to play Metal Gear.
Yeah,
that was it.
He was a jock, and he did speak like that.
Hey, nerd. You like video games, right?
You watching Star Wars, pussy?
You probably like this politically charged action espionage game, bitch.
Well, do you have the game in front of you?
I was reading the back.
You're reading the cover art. What was I talking about?
Nico was your gateway drug.
Nico was my gateway drug. He showed me all the cool things about Metal Gear that he liked.
That was the first one, or like multiple games had come out at that point? No, multiple had come out.
We talked about three mainly. That's what I remember.
Snake Eater. I was a whore for three in high school. Okay, actually, here is a very funny story. This is probably the most on-brand story about me that you will ever hear. When I was in high school, one of my friends invited me to his birthday party. And I was like, yeah, I'll go to his birthday party, why not? And I went there, but I had been doing another playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 3, so I was like, well, I'm going to bring Metal Gear Solid 3 with me just in case. And I brought it, and there was like maybe like four people there. It was mostly like a family birthday party kind of thing. And so when there was like a lull in the activities, I was like, can I play Metal Gear Solid 3 in your room?
Oh my God.
So I went and I played Metal Gear Solid 3 while this party was going on.
You took a video game with me to someone else's house.
That's Metal Gear Solid 3, of all games,
the single player game,
which in my limited exposure,
story driven game,
my limited exposure of this game, it's not an exciting game to jump in the middle of and watch.
You want to know the truth? You want to know the honest truth?
Tell us the truth. It's a safe place. Is it because you don't like parties?
It was because I don't like parties, and also I just really didn't want to stop playing Metal Gear Solid 3 when I went over there.
So you went to somebody else's house.
I did.
While they were having an event.
While they were having a party.
That's just a step above the kids who like piss out their windows when they were playing WoW.
It was an indecent proposal.
Oh. Okay. So you guys thought it would be fun, and I don't know if it will be. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. To quiz me on Metal Gear trivia?
Trivia, yeah.
Okay. Metal Gear trivia. And for me to guess if what you're asking me or telling me is true or you made it up, if it actually happened in the game or if you're making it up, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so this game is ridiculous. I know that. I know in Revengeance you fight the president, maybe, or some political guy. He's big buff boy. And you're a robot? I think you have no body.
You're just a head. Yeah.
But on a robot body.
Yeah, you're a human head on a robot body, basically.
Okay. And that's Metal Gear.
Robot if your mind is controlling it?
It's technically cyborg if your mind is controlling it. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe Android.
18?
Android 18.
That's why I thought that, yeah. Are we going by Dragon Ball Z rules or Cyborg 009?
I think that a good rule of thumb is to never go by Dragon Ball Z rules, so it might be Cyborg 009 rules.
All right, that's fair. Okay, so I guess we'll get to these questions now. Go ahead, and I'll hand it off to you.
So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and Chris is also going to ask you a series of questions. about events that transpire in the Metal Gear Solid series, and you are going to have to guess, are they real or are they fake?
Is this, it could have happened in any game? Or are you going to kind of set up what game did this happen?
They can happen in any game. Most of the time, I tried to specify games.
Okay, hold on. Let me run through this real quick. I believe Metal Gear Solid, for lack of a better term, is in present day. Metal Gear Solid,
yes.
1, present day.
Specifically 2005.
Oh, it was. It had a date. Okay.
Yeah, yes. Specifically 2005.
Metal Gear Solid 2 was shortly after that.
2009, I think.
Wow, you're good. It's like I'm quizzing you. Metal Gear Solid 3 went back in time.
I think that's, yes, 1964.
Okay. Six, and six. Metal Gear Solid 4, he's old man.
He's 2014.
And Metal Gear Solid 5, he's young man.
He's
in the village.
He's like,
people.
He's like he's middle-aged man.
Right?
Middle-aged.
Young man.
Yeah. Yes. No, he's middle-aged man in 5.
Oh, so when does that one take place?
1984.
Gotcha.
There's different
so
snakes.
If you were to sequentially put these in order, it would be 3, 5, 1, 2, 4.
Accurate, except you forgot Peace Walker, which is a PSP game, which is canon.
Is that in... Oh, okay. You might have given me a little clue on something.
Yeah, so it's Metal Gear Solid 3, followed by Peace Walker, followed by 5, followed by 1, then 2, then 4.
All right. Take it away.
All right. So I'm going to start this off with just some light trivia.
Oh, this is fun
kinda,
for everyone.
To kind of break the ice. So question number one. Who is the character of Solid Snake based off of?
Like a real life person?
It just could be anyone. You don't have to know.
Like who
this
did
just
who did
to break the ice?
Who did Hideo Kojima base it off of, or who did Solid Snake base themselves off of? Does that make
who
sense?
Did Hideo, who did Hideo base it off of?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Is that your final answer?
No. Shoot.
David Hayter listens to our podcast and he's crying right now.
Well, good news. Kiefer Sutherland also listens and he's ecstatic.
Do you remember when the guy, two big trucks, like big rig truck cabs, and then the guy straps himself to the trucks and then the trucks drive apart?
Oh yeah.
And then
yeah,
his legs go like he's doing the splits with the two trucks.
Oh yeah, that was me.
Is this the Matrix? Didn't they do this in the Matrix?
Okay, you didn't see that commercial, I guess. What commercial was that for? Why did he do that, first of all?
Who was that, Kiefer?
This isn't about Metal Gear Solid. I just wanted to talk about it.
That lives rent-free in my mind. Jean-Claude Van Damme strapped to two different fucking
Now it was Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, because he used to do splits on top of cinder blocks.
Yeah, he did splits. That was his thing. And then they put him on two trucks, and the trucks are driving away from each other, so he's doing the splits on two trucks that are driving off each other.
Yeah, dude,
and
that's
this
how
is
you,
related.
That's how, you'd be that's how you train your Kegels.
His Kegels. Oh boy, that he can probably shoot jizz through a concrete wall.
He's got a six pack on his.
Whoa! Hold on now. We're explicit.
Cut that out. I don't like that.
I have him like this.
And the reason why that's related, Nico.
Is he based off of Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yeah, the visual appearance. Did you know that?
What is happening
here? Is that
not
where you were going?
Wait, are we...
What are you...
Is that the answer?
What are you doing?
Wait, hold on.
I thought we were on the same page.
Hold on.
Hold.
Do you not...
You guys don't even know your own answers.
I thought it was JCVD.
I'll stay over here and vamp on Mike.
Vamp? That's a Metal Gear Solid 2 character.
Don't spoil those questions.
I don't think that was a question.
So we are, Chris is also is half right.
Okay. Well, I did my guess.
And what was your guess? What was your guess?
Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Kiefer Sutherland. He's the voice in the new generation, right? Did Pepsi?
Okay.
I'm sticking with Kiefer Sutherland. It's Kiefer Sutherland. Final answer.
So from my understanding, the character design of Solid Snake is based off of the design of Jean-Claude Van Damme. And then his face is based off of none other than Christopher Walken.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Hold on. Why did he do that? Was this like, I love Jean-Claude Van Damme, but oh God, that fucking face.
Yeah. Oh, that Christopher Walken face.
Is this from the beginning? Like this is how it was? Metal Gear Solid? Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, I believe that's the original.
Good Lord. Mm-hmm. What a
Metal Gear Solid though, not Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid, not Metal Gear.
What a dream team of an actor. Who's the acting based off of?
The acting? David Hayter, I'm assuming.
All right, well, I'm 0 for 1.
All right. Chris, would you like to do the first question on the list then? That was just the first one. Piece of trivia.
That was an easy one, Chris.
Wait, that was just fun trivia? Start. That wasn't even a question?
That was fun
trivia. That wasn't even the real thing.
That was a blast.
Do you want one more fun trivia to break the ice?
No, give me a fun trivia later when I'm in the middle of turmoil. Okay.
When your spirit is broken from all the wrong answers.
All right, so we're going to go to Peace Walker.
Now, this is, I have to decide if it happened or not. No?
Yes.
Yep.
We're going to give you multiple choices for most of these.
Okay.
If not all of them.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, first question. Which of these is not a boss in Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker? A schoolgirl of Peace University named Pacifica Ocean, who later turns out to be KGB, that's A, B, a Metal Gear that's voiced by Hatsune Miku, and or C, a dinosaur. So
wait,
which of those of the list I just gave you is not a boss?
So two of those are a boss?
Yeah, absolutely. At least two.
Read them again.
A schoolgirl of Peace University named Pacifica Ocean.
Pacifica Ocean. Turns out to,
Pacifica yes. Ocean.
And she turns out to be a KGB agent.
Okay, that part seems on brand.
A Metal Gear that's voiced by Hatsune Miku.
Who is that? Should I know who that is?
She's the blue-haired girl, the blue-haired anime girl that I like.
The blue-haired anime girl, okay. And everyone who knows anime will know that blue-haired anime girl.
Yeah.
And musicians will know because there's a guitar pedal that turns your guitar into Hatsune Miku.
Which voices. I want so bad.
All right.
Kind of hope it's not that one.
The last option is a dinosaur.
I've got to go with the second one. No, what?
So talk through what you're thinking of.
KGB agent seems really obvious, but the rest of that description, Pacific North. No, that's Gravity Falls.
Pacifica
that's
Ocean.
Gravity Falls.
That's Gravity Falls. It's not the same character, is it?
It's not. No, but
Pacifica imagine Ocean. A character named Pacific Northwest.
Pacifica Ocean. She's a high school girl?
College university.
Oh, so she's legal.
Well.
Well, I hope that one's real.
I hope so.
And then a dinosaur. Do I know? Can I ask questions about the dinosaur? Or
who? You can ask as many questions as you want.
You talk us through, baby.
What kind of dinosaur? Is it we're talking a real-life dinosaur or a robot dinosaur?
Oh, it's a big dinosaur.
Like
it's
a flesh and bone. And
big old dinosaur.
Big old boy. I the second one seems fake. I don't think it's the second one. But then maybe the first one is real because it's got the KGB and that's too obvious.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with the second one. What was it?
Final answer?
A Metal Gear?
A Metal Gear that's voiced by Hatsune Miku.
Oh, God. That seems so like him. That seems... That's just something he would do, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're all things that he would do. That's what makes this quiz so fun.
Okay, let me ask you each separately. And you can lie to me. Just for interest. Nico. Okay. Which of those three was the hardest to beat?
Which of those three was the hardest to beat?
Yeah.
And that seems like cheating.
Like I said, you can lie to me. You can say, oh, this fucking dinosaur. And there wasn't a dinosaur in there.
I see. I see.
I'm just genuinely curious what you would say. Which of those three is the hardest to beat?
Obviously, it was the Metal Gear voice by Hatsune Miku because her power is infinite.
Hmm. Solid. Chris?
Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, same question?
Yeah, same question. Which of those three was the hardest to beat? Or have you played the game?
Yeah, of course.
Sorry, I apologize.
How dare you?
How dare you make that assumption? Wow, you don't think I'm capable of playing Metal Gears?
I should have never doubted
you. I'd say Pacifica Ocean is hardest, personally. She put up a
Neither
fight.
Neither one of you said the dinosaur.
And it's a dinosaur. It's
yeah,
obvious.
We didn't say a dinosaur.
Do you think you could fight a dinosaur?
Could you fight all of its velociprey?
Oh. I'm going to say a dinosaur. I'm going to go with a dinosaur. Final answer, dinosaur. Final answer?
The real answer, the answer to that question is that all of them are real. Those are all bosses in Metal Gear.
That's no fucking fair. I like that my asking which of those was the hardest to beat, and you're like, oh, that's cheating. I can't answer that because what if I don't pick the real one?
That added to it, though, right?
What kind of dinosaur was it?
It's like a T-Rex looking thing.
Of course it was.
It was like a T-Rex with a really long tail. It was, okay, so the actual backstory of that is it's a side mission in which it's a Monster Hunter crossover and you're fighting a giant Monster Hunter dinosaur.
And the tank? Or the Metal Gear?
And
why
that
was
is
it
also,
talking?
That is actually the main boss of Peace Walker.
Oh, cool. And yeah. The schoolgirl.
And the schoolgirl is also the main boss. She pilots the Metal Gear.
She's the final boss.
Also,
wait,
fun
so
little
she's
piece of...
not Miku or whatever? What's her name?
No, not her. She's not. So
she just does the voice of the robot.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes, and Miku is a she's not quote unquote real. She's a Vocaloid. She does vocalizations for like rhythm games and stuff like that, and she's a character. So when I say she's voiced by Hatsune Miku, that's not who voiced her, that's just the character whose voice it sounds like.
I'm not going to get any of these right.
Oh, no. Oh, not at all.
Okay. I might need that fun answer or that fun trivia. No, we'll keep going. Question number two.
Big Boss has always been iconic for his eye patch. In Snake Eater, we see that he lost his eye shortly after sneaking into a weapons facility and being caught. What events led up to him being caught? Was it A, Big Boss sneaks into a facility aboard a cargo truck hiding in a box? Prior to this, however, he ate a bad tree frog and is noticed in the cargo due to his loud gas. A.
Immediately before you gave these options, I was going to say just like super loud farting, like flatulence.
that says a lot about the image that Metal Gear has.
Okay. B.
B. Snake and Eva, the female protagonist of that game, share a moment beneath the Shagohod, which is the Metal Gear in that game, prior to destroying it. They end up having sex beneath it, and immediately upon finishing, Revolver Ocelot reveals himself from the shadows and says, "I bet you thought you were alone, didn't you?" before kidnapping them both.
Oh, no.
Or C, using state-of-the-art camouflage technology, he assumes the identity of a senior member of the team. Unfortunately, he didn't get the cock right, so it doesn't work.
That one. That's the one. It's the penis one.
The final answer?
Hold on. These. Can I ask, is this another trick question? Is that fair, or is that would that ruin any question?
I will tell you, this is not a trick question.
So one of these is real and two of them
one
are
of these
fake?
One of these is real, two of them are
I'm
fake.
More impressed that you guys came up with two incredibly plausible, just fits right into the world.
That's why this was so fun, was because every bullshit answer I could think of, I was like, no, that sounds plausible.
Okay, okay, let's see. The first one is basically just gas. Is mm-hmm. gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, immediately I want to ask, was it sound or smell that gave him away? But I don't know if that'll, you having to think or remember if that would give it away. So don't answer. It's fine. I'm just thinking out loud here. Let's see. What's the second one? What was the second one?
Snake and Eva share a moment beneath the Metal Gear prior to destroying it. They end up having sex beneath it. Immediately upon finishing, Revolver Ocelot reveals himself and says, "I bet you thought you were alone, didn't you?" before kidnapping them both.
Now, here's why I think that one's real. Mm-hmm. Is because there's the tidbit of them being below it before destroying it or whatever that said. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, why didn't you just say they shared a moment beneath it at some mm-hmm. random point? That's mm-hmm. a little bit of info there that
that's,
I think.
Yeah, that's a tragic amount of info, I'm sure.
And then the third one, he had super camo, state-of-the-art camo that changed mm-hmm. his entire appearance. Mm-hmm. But someone, some way, saw his penis mm-hmm. and said, "Hey, wait a second. I don't recognize that penis."
Yeah.
It's got to be the penis one. Please be the penis one.
Final answer?
That's my final answer.
It's the penis one.
Hey, all right.
So in Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake sneaks into the weapons facility so that he can destroy the Shagahod, which is the mech in that game. And he disguises himself as Major Rykov, which is one of the majors there at the facility. And he's got this very realistic mask on. He's got his outfit on. He looks just like him. But then the main antagonist of the game, Colonel Volgin, walks in and says and sees him and says, "Oh, Major, I've been waiting for you in my room," and walks over to him, grabs his cock immediately.
Whoa.
And then Snake jumps back a little bit, and then he grabs his cock again, lifts his hand up, looks at it, and then looks back at Snake and goes, "Who are you?"
What? Oh, who approved this?
Kojima.
No, he wrote it, but someone had
to
be like.
He doesn't need approval.
Really?
He doesn't need approval.
Man. Who are you? What a power move.
I know, right?
Jesus. Okay.
All right.
One and one.
Chris, you do
the, I'm one and one.
You do the. Oh, let's do some trivia. In the original Metal Gear, who in 1988, I think was when it came out, who was the original inspiration for Big Boss? His face.
Christopher Walken.
Sean Connery.
Oh, hold on. You told me.
No, that was Solid Snake. There's a lot of snakes in this game.
I forgot about that. You're right. All right.
There's multiple.
You pulled a fast one on me.
Game.
Pulled a fast one. Okay. Sean Connery it is.
All right, Chris, what's the next one?
So which of these fourth wall breaking moments are not real? These are really good. If you interact with titty posters in Metal Gear Solid 2, Snake will start jacking off on a call with Otacon.
Wait.
Snake will start recharging his crystals with a bro.
Take that one in. B, during a boss fight in Metal Gear Solid 1, the game will detect what kind of sound you have, either mono or stereo sound. And if you have mono, they'll make fun of you for it.
Wait, hold on. And then one of these is real, three of them are fake?
I just updated you, Chris. Did you see that?
I gotcha.
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to give you four moments in the game. One of them is not real.
Okay.
Oh, actually,
these are all fourth wall breaking moments. One of these is not real. You have to tell me which one's not real.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Carry on.
All right. Cool. So the first one. So Metal Gear Solid 2, titty posters. If you interact with them, Snake will start jacking off on a call with Otacon. That's option one.
Okay.
Option two. During a boss fight in Metal Gear Solid 1, the game will detect what kind of sound output you have, either mono or stereo. And if you have mono, it'll make fun of you for it, not having stereo.
Okay.
Stereo.
Okay.
Third option, in Twin Snakes, Miller warns you to take frequent bathroom breaks so you don't miss any of the cutscenes.
Wait, warns you the player?
He warns you, the player. This is fourth wall breaking.
Oh, gotcha.
In the game.
Gotcha. Yes, yeah. You said
so
that.
These are. And then last option, if you go too long without moving in Metal Gear Solid 1, the colonel will call you and ask you if you're distracted, which is heavily implied that you're looking at porn.
That one seems right. From what I know just the most about Metal Gear Solid. And that seems like something that happens. There's also the mono stereo thing. There's that boss who, on the GameCube version, would read your memory card. And he would be like, oh, you like Animal Crossing, huh?
Yeah.
The first one, I seem to remember, is it number 5, the Kiefer one, when you're on the oil rig or something? I seem to remember titty posters in that one. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. There was. If you want a hint, there are titty posters in every Metal Gear.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Yes. Okay.
But in that clue specifically, I said Metal Gear Solid 2.
And what was the other one? Go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Go to the bathroom so you don't miss cutscenes.
Oh. I'm going to say that one just because it's the least funny.
So, the only one has all
yeah,
four
final
of
those. Final answer. Go to the bathroom.
Okay.
The only one of those four that is not real is the one where it's implied that you're looking at porn.
Oh, that was the first one I thought was real.
if you interact with titty posters in Metal Gear Solid 2 and then call Otacon, Snake will start jacking off on call with him.
What? how is that played out in game?
So,
because it's just from the face up, isn't it?
Yeah. So when you're doing that,
Otacon, oh, Metal Gear.
So when you do that and you call Otacon after you've interacted with them, which yes, interacting means like you know when you sneak, you like you can press yourself up against a wall and then knock on the wall in order to distract someone. In that one, if you hide in a locker with a titty poster and you start hitting the knock button so that he's just making noise in there. You can have a codec call with Otacon in which Snake's mouth is just completely agape and he's heavily gasping. And then Otacon is like, gross, Snake. Get focus on the mission.
Are these Kojima's sense of humor or does he have like writers who do this?
It's him because I want to say it was after 3 and before Peace Walker and 4, one of the other lead writers of Metal Gear left the series. And immediately after that, it started getting even weirder than it was before. So it's Kojima and he needs somebody to like keep him in check or else he's going to put everything in it.
Man, this guy's my hero and I don't even know that much about him.
But I would also like to make sure that you know that if you have a mono TV in Metal Gear Solid 1, they will make fun of you for it.
That's fucked up. Yes. But wait, was I right? Was it the boss that makes fun of your memory cards?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he reads your memory cards, sees what you have on it, and then he quote-unquote reads your mind by saying like, oh, do you like Castlevania? Do you like whatever? Okay, so we have... Question 1 of 2 before we finish.
Okay.
Which of these characters are not Metal Gear Solid characters?
Real quick. It could either be 1, 2, or multiples. Is that what you're telling me?
One is not real.
There's only one that's not real. Gotcha.
Yeah, one is not real. A, a fat guy named Fat Man.
He's got to be fake.
B, a man from the CIA named Hot Coldman.
Does he also do podcasts?
Or C, a man named Die Hardman.
That guy has to be real. You wouldn't put that in there. These are all horrible names.
These are names. Which one's not the Metal Gear name, though?
I'm going to go with Die Hardman. What's the second one?
A man from the CIA named Hot Coldman.
Hot Coldman?
Hot Coldman.
Coldman is such a good name.
I'm doing Hot Coldman.
Unfortunately, Hot Coldman is a character in Metal Gear Solid. Die Hardman is the wrong answer, but it's only wrong because that's a character in Death Stranding, Hideo Kojima's other game.
Someone talked him out of it from Metal Gear. They were like, you can't have a character named Die Hardman. No one's gonna believe that.
Okay, and then the very last question.
Wait, what was Fat Man?
A fat guy named Fat Man.
What was he like, other than big?
He is a overweight man in a trench coat on roller skates,
rollerblading extraordinaire.
He rollerblades around. Go on, go on.
Hold on, Fat Man. What is he other than big? Well, he's an overweight man.
I don't know. I'm getting there. So, Fat Man is an overweight man on rollerblades who rollerblades around and plants bombs for you to find while he's sipping on wine from a wine glass.
Holy moly. This guy. What game was that from?
Two.
Number two.
2001.
Who was the craziest character number one?
Psycho Mantis.
Probably Psycho Mantis, yeah.
The memory card reader.
That's the memory card reader.
And the player one. You have to take your controller out and plug it into player two because you don't have control of yourself.
He can't read your mind in controller port two, so you have to move the controller into port two so that you can fight him.
Yeah. That's pretty innovative, though.
It is. It definitely is.
It's fucking cool.
But then he got off the rails when he started in other games. He's like, oh, wait, Fat Man.
Two was where it started. Like, one was weird enough on its own, but then two was when he was really like, reality doesn't exist.
No, but Fat Man had a really interesting story. He was, like, on the bomb squad, graduated from, like, what's the Navy school?
The Navy school.
SEALs?
The, like, big Navy school. No, fuck. What's it called?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Anyway, but he's, like, super explosives expert, like, decorated. Honors everything.
This is Chris's favorite character.
Turns evil.
Yeah, he is.
He's really fucking interesting. He rollerblades around.
I mean,
everywhere.
To be fair, that's probably the least interesting thing about him.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
He sips wine while he does that.
He's like one of those bed commercials where they're like, you can jump on it and won't spill a drop.
He rolls around on his rollerblades sipping wine, going, laugh and grow fat.
Okay, that's all I needed.
Okay, final question. My favorite question. Otacon has had four love interests throughout the series. Do you know who Otacon is?
Yeah, the scientist nerd. The scientist guy who got his name from something convention or something.
Otaku convention.
The otaku convention.
Yes. Because
he loves anime.
Yes.
I've expelled all of my knowledge of Otacon at this point. Wait, so can love bloom on the battlefield?
Yes! That was going to be a question.
Oh, cool.
Chris wanted to work that into a question. So Otacon, and we are not counting Snake in this because obviously Snake and Otacon are a thing. Otacon has had four love interests throughout the series. Which of these is not one of them? A, Sniper Wolf, a boss from Metal Gear Solid that plans to kill Snake. B, his long-lost sister. C,
wait,
Naomi.
Hold on. His own long-lost sister.
His own long-lost sister, yes. C, Naomi, a scientist from Metal Gear Solid 1 who plans to kill Snake.
Is that the Asian one?
No, that's Mei Ling.
Oh, of course it is.
D, his stepmom. E, Raiden, the protagonist of Metal Gear Solid 2, who is currently working through his mommy issues.
Is he canonically bi?
Like most Metal Gear Solid characters, it's heavily, 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 heavily implied, but never outright stated. Aside from Big Boss, who has had sex with Miller.
Kind of wish it was both the stepmom and the sister. Just take them both off of the list. But apparently at least one, possibly both, stay.
Yep.
Tell me about his stepsister. Wait, no.
Stepsister.
What? Wait, what was it? Half sister.
Long lost.
Long lost.
Long lost sister. No, full sister. I'm pretty sure. Full sister. Yeah.
Full sister.
Now, maybe you can't answer this. Regardless of what the answer is, are all of these characters real?
Yes.
They are all in the games. Okay.
Every character is real. Yes.
Oh boy. Want to say Naomi. Is that what it was?
Naomi, the scientist that plans to kill Snake?
Yes. I want to say that one.
Final answer?
Final answer. Just because it's not... It wasn't very sexy.
Okay.
So...
Or is she?
The only... the only one of those five that was not a real love interest of Otacon was Raiden, the protagonist of Metal Gear Solid 2.
Man, I thought that was real. I thought that was the one.
Otacon and Sniper Wolf. Otacon was in love with Sniper Wolf in Metal Gear Solid 1. He was in love with Naomi in Metal Gear Solid 4. And in Metal Gear Solid 2, there was a lot of really weird sexual tension between him and his long-lost sister. And then when his sister died, he admits to Snake that he used to sleep with his stepmom. And then his dad tried to kill himself because of it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the audacity to ask, do you think love can bloom on the battlefield?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you think that my stepmom will ever think of me again?
Do you think love can bloom in the bathtub?
So that was our Metal Gear Solid quiz.
This game, this podcast is brought to you by
Hardee's.
Whatever Kojima Studio is called now.
It's Kojima Productions.
Of course it is.
Well, that'll be enough Metal Gear to last us for a while. When's the last time you guys played it, and which one?
Oh, God. I played 5, like, 3 days ago.
Holy shit.
Did you really?
I don't stop playing 5. I love that game.
I played 3 probably last year, and I have been absolutely itching to do a playthrough of every game for probably since then.
Well, time for me to start, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if this made good comedy or not, but I just have to say that was probably the most fun that I've had in a long time.
This is the happiest I've ever seen my brother talking about Metal Gear for an hour and a half.
Metal Gear.
I've been in my current relationship for coming up on 4 years now, so there's not a whole lot of new stuff that I can talk about anymore with Metal Gear with somebody who doesn't know.
I'm glad I could fill that void. All right, well, that's going to be it for this special episode. This very, very Metal Gear, have you heard about this podcast? Hey, we don't get to do this very often. Where can they find you guys?
I am on Twitter at twitter.com/Oneeks, O-H-N-E-E-K-S.
I'm at This Chris Please on Twitter.
Hey, you got it right.
I almost didn't.
You had to really think about it.
I really actually stopped for a second.
You've also got a band.
Yeah, the Cat and Kim Band, at Cat and Kim Band on Twitter.
The what do you call it? Music? The official band of Have You
house
Heard
band?
About This? Yeah, the house band. There you go. House band for Have You Heard About This podcast.
Is that what I wrote on there?
I was a house band.
I don't think you wrote anything.
I don't think I wrote anything.
I'm everywhere at Bumblevision. Just
Bumblevision,
Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Ustream,
you play,
you porn.
Find my Cartoon Orbit.
You porn.
Damn. I wish.
And
I wish I had a Cartoon Orbit to
plug. Neopets. But yeah, that was it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Please go follow the podcast everywhere. It's literally everywhere. You can't miss it. Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Castbox, Anchor FM. What else? I'm going to look this up.
Depending on where you live, you can just yell out your window really loud, "Hey, is there a new podcast episode?" And if you live somewhere near one of us three, then we might respond.
Budsprout.
Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Casts,
Live Journal,
Pocket Cast,
Podcast Addict,
Captivate,
Other,
Something Awful,
Transistor,
Funny or Die,
Castos, Podbean,
My Yearbook,
Simplecast,
Madden 2022 Franchise Mode,
B-Cast,
B-Movie,
Spreaker, Blueberry,
The Phone or The Fruit? Wait, that's BlackBerry.
Was there a BlueBerry phone?
There should be.
That was the discount version. Hey, is that a BlackBerry? No, it's a BlueBerry.
Oh, my parents just got me the BlueBerry.
We got a BlackBerry at home.
BlackBerry at home.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this. We sure did.
Holy shit, that's good.
Nothing's going to top. We got Blueberry Home.
Well, right. See you later.
See you on the next one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.